I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can sign up for our mailing list and check out all of our podcasts. You can check them on iTunes, subscribe, so you'll never miss another show again. You'll also get the report, the five biggest mistakes men are making in bed, or the five biggest mistakes women are making in bed. We send you emails from time to time with information that will change your sex life and your world, which is why you're listening to the Sex with Emily show. And if you love the show, you should also tell your friends, send it to them. Because I think that, you know, people having bad sex in relationships, it's just, it's a bummer. And listening to the show, the emails I've been getting lately from all you people, I feel like it's, you know, people's lives have changed. Menace, I'm here with Menace because of the show. I'm getting some very nice emails lately. They're like, I emailed you 3 years ago, but then this has happened. Now we're so happy since we help people.
Yeah, I love getting the feedback.
I love
those
feedback.
Especially on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, you know, we read all of them.
I forget like how many people from the show like follow us online.
Yeah, a lot.
And then they mentioned something crazy from like a podcast maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Years ago.
I know.
We've been doing the show, what, 8 years now?
8 years. Menace and I have been doing this a long time. And Menace is in Los Angeles. He moved here. He won't admit it. He got some other job, whatevs. But really, he's here so he can do more shows with me. So we'll be doing at least one a week.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy how the stars aligned.
I know.
You moved here and then you're
I never
me to come
thought you'd
here.
Leave the Bay Area. I didn't beg. I just preferred if you lived here. And then he's like, oh, I'm moving.
Yeah, I got a wonderful job. I'm going to be on every morning on Alt 98.7 in Los Angeles. It's going to be called The Woody Show. There's a group of other group of people that I cheat on
I just feel like
with.
The Woody Show, you just sit on boners, but no.
Yeah.
Other people you cheat on me with, yeah,
yeah
not as interesting.
Every single morning. So if you live in Los Angeles, please listen, or if you want to stream it, it's on the iHeartRadio app.
Exactly.
Morning, West Coast time.
Do it. Just do it. Listen to Menace. And it's not till a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Or April, mid-April.
Just to warn you, we don't talk about sex. You know, we don't delve into Emily's realm. So this
never.
Is where, this
then maybe
is where,
I should come on once a week and get you guys talking about boners. Because
no, I mean
show.
We talk about sex once in a while, but that's not like the
it sounds boring
topic of
or like pop culture.
It's pop culture.
Ugh, I don't even know what they're talking
you know,
about. Wait, what just happens? Okay,
about.
So we're recording at the Podcast One Studios.
Yeah,
Podcast One is another place where you can. It's an app, and they host a lot of podcasts, and you can check them out. But podcast1.com but okay
just so before
in.
The
tell,
show
tell
started
what happened, because I don't even remember the story.
Of course I'm here on time, or even before on time.
You were way too early. Anyway,
what are you talking about? I was like 5 minutes early. Anyways, Fred Armisen was here using this very studio before we got in here, and he's from Portlandia. And what was crazy, I was on my way here listening to Howard Stern, and he was doing an interview with Howard Stern. They were
no
doing
way.
A replay.
Okay.
And he just left the office, and of course you were late, so you missed him. And then other people in the office like, oh, you know, Fred Armisen was here and all this stuff. And Emily's like, who?
I know. Menace goes, she won't know who that is.
I go, she will not know who Fred
I
Armisen is.
I don't know who that is. But who is it?
And he's the leader of the band for Seth Meyers'
okay,
late
awesome.
Night show. So
well, my goal, I actually just saw a quote on the way here. It was I can't remember it. It was goals are dreams with deadlines. Have you heard that before? Or like if you have a goal, you can have goals, mm-hmm. but you need a deadline. I might have messed it up. But the point is, one of my goals, and I should set a deadline to this, is to really watch more television and to relax more and not be working all the time.
And
we've been saying this for years.
I've told you this for years. For anybody that's just, you know, if there's
tuning in.
People in the audience that, you know, if you're in a workplace and you know, some people are obsessed with pop culture. I'm not obsessed with pop culture. I just have to keep up with
for work,
it for
right.
work. But it is so easy to keep up on it it'll probably take maybe 3-5 minutes of your day to keep up on pop culture.
Okay.
Super simple. When you wake up in the morning and you're on your Facebook or your Instagram or your Twitter or your email, you say you don't have time, but you do. So when you're on the line, you just go on over to like TMZ.com. That's one of my favorites.
But that's not my point.
Just skim the top. No, you don't have to read the
article. My point is I don't want to know pop culture so I can talk to people listening to Sex with Emily pop culture because there's a gazillion other places they go. It's that I want to – there's some good television on. I've never seen a lot of the great shows. I've never seen – what's that one that everyone saw?
A billion of them? I don't know which one. A billion of them.
Anything. The you know.
What? Rehab? Celebrity
no,
Rehab?
No. Not true.
I mean – All the Real Housewives this season are amazing.
Really? Yeah. Atlanta, I'm going to be on Brandi Glanville's going to be on the show. Do you want to be on when she's on? And then I'm going to be on her show. She also has a show on Podcast One. She's from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that'd be good because I would know what to talk
about. I've seen that. I mean, there's like really good, like Mad Men, for example. Yeah. I saw the first two seasons and I loved it and I haven't seen it. Whatever. So my goal with a deadline is that I should just start trying to watch like an hour a night because what happens is when you're running your own business and you're an entrepreneur, I tend to work at night, or I go out, or I just come home and read. I don't really turn the TV on.
So everyone that watches television is losers, and you just
stay home. I wish. What I'm saying is, my goal is to get into the habit of watching more television. Even when I did the Bravo show, you know, Menace and I were on a Bravo show called Misadvised. You can download it on iTunes if you missed it 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and it's called Misadvised. And you know that before I even did the Bravo reality show, I'd never seen a Bravo reality show.
Yeah, like, which was crazy. And they tried to tell you.
I know.
And you had all your stupid hippie San Francisco friends around you telling you how to act.
It's not that I don't think television's evil. I just think that I just don't make time for it because I've been obsessed with trying to make a living doing my passion, which is Sex Emily. I didn't do this to get rich, clearly. I did it so because I loved doing podcasts. And then the whole story is that I started doing it in my living room. And then soon after, I was lucky, 7 months later, I got a call from CBS Radio in San Francisco, and they said, do you want to do your show live? We love your podcast. That's when Little Menace came in, and he was sleeping at the radio station. Was that your first job at the radio station?
What?
When that I met one? You?
First job? No.
Second?
No.
You just were sleeping at the radio station. You don't make any money in radio is the point.
Yeah, I didn't make money.
That's where I met Menace, and I'm still trying to figure out how to monetize this stuff. So I appreciate when you always support our sponsors of the show because that means that we can keep doing the show for free. Like Promescent. Promescent is a mild delay spray that allows men to last longer. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. It's like a delay spray. So it's like not even if you're like a Minuteman, if your woman takes, your partner takes like typical woman 15 minutes to orgasm and you take 4, well, then you've got an orgasm gap. And so if you use Promescent, it's like a mild delay spray. It's like desensitizing, but you can still feel everything. Trust me. And then you can last as long as you want. So it's Promescent. It's P-R-O-M-E-S-E-N-T. Right. So anyway, that's the story. That's why we have to do these things anyway. And I would like to, but I do have a little bit. Today's show, we're going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com because I think that a lot of people appreciate the male-female perspective, even though I'm usually right. They sometimes like to hear from Menace too. So we're going to be reading your emails that you sent. We've got a lot of them. So please always email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Someone wants to know about what is sexy and wants to know why. Another guy wants to know why he always falls into the father figure role, and someone else wants to know about a foot fetish, and we've got some other sex penis side. We got a bunch of things, but first I do have something that is a little bit pop culture-y.
Okay,
we can talk about Gwyneth Paltrow's conscious uncoupling from her husband Chris Martin.
Everyone knew that they were
getting they haven't been together
for like two years,
right?
They haven't had a photo together in forever.
I know.
Everyone says that this is through the grapevine of pop culture on television and stuff like that. And they've been talking about this for years that Gwyneth Paltrow is super high maintenance and pretentious and,
Right. But I don't know that.
I don't know her personally. I never met her, so I can't say if that's true or not.
She seems like she's type A, very, very driven, perfectionist, like, all that. Yeah. But the point is that on her website, Goop, which she probably did this to get more traffic to her website, that's where she announced it.
Oh,
but
dude,
there was
huge.
An essay alongside Genius. Of it from integrating Eastern and Western medicine by two doctors.
Yeah, you love.
Total hippie stuff. But I kind of believe this. And it's funny because Lauren, my assistant, she's like, yeah, it's kind of crazy what they're saying. And I'm like, I kind of agree with it, that expectations for a lifelong marriage need to evolve along with humans' expanded life expectancy, and that a successful marriage could be redefined not by how long it lasts, but how meaningful and fulfilling the relationship was for both partners. And I have always said that if someone's been married for a while, like, you shouldn't look at divorce as a failure, because I do think that if you're married to someone and you guys made it work and you did your best and then it didn't work, so, you know, you move on. We are living twice as long. To expect to be with one person forever, when people do it, it is amazing. And I'm not saying anyone should get divorced, but I can kind of see the perspective when, like, people wrote all these marriage laws who were, like, dying at 50.
I know, like,
and now we're living till 90.
What guy are you going to find? What guy you're going to find that's going to be able to deal with the female species for, like,
exactly
over 40 years?
Or just one, right? I mean, it's a long friggin' time. So
you can't find that guy because he killed himself.
Right, exactly. I mean, you met us for the first time on last week's show. It was very interesting that you kind of sound like me, and I kind of freaked out that you want to get married.
You picked. No.
This is what you do too, though.
You picked it out to hear what you only want to hear. I said that to get married. Not that I don't want to get married one day. It's that it's a total financial burden, and I just don't want to do it.
I got it. But the thing
is, having kid is a financial burden also, and all that stuff. And I'd rather have a partner that I can go travel with, all this stuff.
Right.
You just don't want a partner in general.
No, I do.
You want
eventually
somebody you can call once in a while.
No. I call people. Oh my God. Oh, so last week I did my Tinder date.
Remember? Oh my God.
I was talking about it on the show last week. It's actually, we just released the show. So if you want to check it out, I had a live Tinder date in the studio, and we lit like my Emily. Okay. So I made it a real date, and it was actually, I mean, it was a real date. He came in. I'd never seen him. I met him on Tinder. If everyone knows, it's a very popular dating app right now. Mm-hmm. They call it like the hookup app, which I think that's
which
a choice.
It is. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not hooking up on it like per se, but like I think people do often because you're just swiping left or right if you think someone's cute or not. So this one guy suggested to me, he's like, well, I guess I just have to come in, because he kept saying I'm doing a show, and he's like, I'll just come on your show. So he comes in. I don't see him until he walks in. I'm already starting the show and talking, and I have candles lit. I have wine. I have my Emily and Tony seductive massage candles, which were a total hit. They smell amazing. They are kind of seductive. I'll talk about that in a minute, but because I have a funny story about that. But he was nice. We had a full on date, and it's funny because I haven't listened to the show, because sometimes you know when you're in a zone of doing radio, I was just playing, but it was like a real date. I can't remember. Lauren, though, my assistant, can she come on the mic here for a second?
I don't have the mic set up, but
she come
can
next to Lauren. Come here, Lauren. Okay, so Lauren had a very. She was there the whole time, and she thought, she's like, I didn't like him. And I was like, oh my God, I thought he was nice. So Lauren, what did you think?
You think everyone's nice?
I know
though.
That's the problem. I'm too nice, Lauren. What did you? Because I was like full on like into it. Like
I thought he was way too cocky. Honestly, he was giving you way too much sass. It was your show, and I don't know.
Too much sass about what though? Give me an example.
He was giving.
He was just trying to be confident.
Every time one of our amazing advertisers got mentioned,
he was like, "Oh God!" Well, but besides that, because he didn't realize the importance of reading our sponsors. Besides that, he wasn't mean to me.
He should have said like, "Hey, bitch, if you want to pay my bills, then go ahead."
Yeah, excuse me, dude. F you. But I didn't think he had a total attitude the whole time. But anyway, it was kind of funny because it was like I wasn't very conscious of that I was doing radio. But he was like asking me all these questions, and it turns out he was married. And at the end, divorced, he has a kid, and then he lost a kid. Like, so it kind of got heavy at the end. And then I'm like, gotta go. Time for sex.
That's crazy.
And then we had a drink after the show.
You hate children, though. Then
I love children. No, I don't want my own children, but I'm fully aware of the fact that if I do if I do date someone long term, that he's probably going to have a child or be divorced at some point soon. This would be someone with a child, right? No?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I just
most
don't think,
likely.
I don't think that I'd be great with my own child, but I'm great with other people's children. All I'd be right. A great stepmom halftime. Okay, so that's conscious uncoupling of Gwyneth Paltrow that got us off on that. Oh, and this was I can tell you about the candles is that – so I have these massage candles.
Oh,
what?
I was going to say it's one thing about Gwyneth Paltrow.
What?
That
go ahead.
Know. Everyone – another thing that they say about her, that she's had all the golden dicks in Hollywood. She's like
– oh, she has. Ben Stiller and –
she dated everyone.
Brad Pitt.
She dated – who else?
This I even know.
Everybody.
Oh,
I know
everyone
this.
Famous. Can you look it up? You're on the internet.
She has slept with so many. Like, okay, Brad. I remember when she dated Brad Pitt, and then whoever else we just said.
You said Ben Stiller. I don't think that's right.
It is. No, she did date Ben Stiller.
She did.
Look it up, Lauren. Totally. Wait, she's gonna look it up, and she's dated everyone. Wait, she's hot. Do you think she's hot?
Bring over the computer so we can see it.
Do you think she's hot?
Oh yeah, she's extremely good looking. But remember, with me, it's all about attitude. If you're a pain in the ass, I don't care how.
Yeah, but you think every woman is a pain in the ass. I'm surprised you even have a girlfriend.
Okay. So romance, it said, wait, right there, right here.
Oh.
Chris Martin. Okay, duh.
Right.
Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. I didn't mean Luke Ben Stiller. Wilson. I meant Ben Affleck. See, I suck. Luke Wilson's hot. See, okay, I meant Ben Affleck. Did I say Ben Stiller? That was a mistake.
Yes. I was like, I don't think
Ben
Stiller.
No, who else? Okay, wait. What was Luke Wilson, I love. I would totally bang him. And he's in L.A., but I think he got married. No, he's not married.
Robert Leonard. I don't even know who that is.
Keep
Robert
going.
Sean Leonard.
Who else?
I don't know. More people. This is what Google this pops up right away. But anyways.
Yeah. So that's the deal. She slept with a lot of people, and I'm sure she'll has many in her future.
A lot of famous people.
A lot of famous people. Would,
you wouldn't care about that.
I wouldn't even know they were famous.
Yeah,
you probably would. I'd be like, oh, you're famous? I wonder if
all the people that are listening, would you care if you dated a chick, a famous chick, who dated a bunch of other famous people? So no matter where you go, a television, walk by a newsstand, go on the internet, anything, you would see your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. Would you care about that? Email us.
Feedback@sexwithemily.com
because I'm not even going to bother asking Emily because she's going to be like, I don't care.
I mean,
what about people that, you know, I want to hear your feedback.
I think that men do not like to ever picture their girlfriend's exes, right?
No, but so, you want to go on vacation with them and shit like that.
Oh, remember? No, my ex-boyfriends? I do, yeah.
But you're listen, like, no. You convince your current boyfriends to go on vacation with your ex-boyfriend.
That was a fun trip.
It's insane.
To Mexico. No, because he had a new girlfriend. But the point is, okay, besides myself, most men they don't want to picture their girlfriend with any other penis. And that's why, A, you should never have the conversation with your partner of how many people you slept with, okay? Never, ever ask, and don't ask, don't tell. This should be one of those questions that you just take off the radar because it never suits you. It never benefits your relationship. So I think that men in particular have a hard time because, like, she was with someone else. Was his dick bigger? So I think, yeah, if you know that she's dated a bunch of celebrities, that would be very challenging for men who are not confident.
No man wants a constant reminder.
Because I mentioned it. Here's the thing. I mentioned to this guy that I've been seeing.
Somebody
that you dated. Someone, and I guess, well, I don't want to mention it, but it was someone who's sort of famous. And he went home and did all this research. He's like, so he did this, and that. He's really good looking. And he did all this research on him. And so that was just the day after I told him. But he wasn't annoyed. I think he was just interested in who this guy was.
Okay.
But I think that a lot of guys do think that women are like comparing their penises to the last penis. And they always worry their penis isn't big enough or like...
No, they just don't want to hear about it.
Right. Well, yeah. Some guys do want to hear about their exes, though. Some guys want to hear about past sexual... Some guys get turned on when they hear about their partner's last, like a sexual experience she had.
Well, they're a freak. That's
why. Yeah, some people feel that way. It's okay. So your girlfriend now, you don't know anything about her past?
I don't ask.
You know? Do you know what she's done?
I don't give a crap.
She might have been born.
I don't want to.
Do you ever Google her?
No.
Do you think everyone Googles people that they date?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's like your 20, 30 something thing right now.
Right. But a lot of people don't show up on Google either unless they've done something.
Yeah. And I think probably if you're in your 40s, I don't think people are really Googling.
I think people Google everyone. And it's kind of a bummer for me because if people are trying to fix me up, they're like, just Google her. And then it's like, great. Like, okay,
Sex
Emily. Oh, she's a slut.
Oh, she did that Netflix movie. What is it?
I'm a sex addict. It's a good movie.
That's probably why you get asked out a lot.
Oh, right, exactly.
It probably opens the door.
It opens something. I mean, they think my other doors are going to open as well for them.
I know. Like, how do you find a legit person to
date? It's hard. I have to say, I did have one date this year.
And I told you this Tinder thing is stupid, too, because every guy on there is just liking every single photo.
You think
it's all numbers. And then... whatever girl likes
they
the photo
they don't like
back.
Ugly photos.
Huh?
They like even people they don't find attractive.
But they liked, but just don't think like, I'm going to go on Tinder and I'm going to like one photo. Like, guarantee 15, they've liked 15 or 20 other photos.
I'm sure. I like photos too, but I just get matched with everyone. But I don't have time to, I have not made prioritized responding to other dates because I don't have a lot of time right now. I'm going to Las Vegas on Sunday. Check out back. We're going to be doing some live reporting from the International Lingerie Show in Las Vegas, which is mostly sex toys, actually. And I go every year and you see the latest and greatest toys and all that cool stuff. So we'll be doing videos and Instagrams.
And I've been researching the past couple of days. I just got to go to Qatar Center and figure out.
Oh, the best way to do the mic?
To record, yeah, for your laptop. I've been
I've been
trying to find it online, but I can't.
How about that mic that I got, Lauren? I gave to you.
No, we'll but having whatever. Like your own like mobile setup
where I you want have mobile, that. I want so you can that. Have multiple can you make mics that and
stuff. Yeah, I just got to go to come Qatar with us. Center.
We're going to drive.
To Vegas?
Yeah,
on
it's like 4 hours. It's so easy from here.
I know, but.
From Los Angeles.
April is next week, and that's when I'm going to. Get going on my new job.
I know, and I'll never see you again. Okay, so we've got a little bit of sex in the news as well to
okay,
add
what
here.
Else you got?
This is what I got for
I
you.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow, by the way.
I do too. To whatever. She's but they never seemed happy. I agree. Oh, all
I,
the news.
I can't even make a. I'd never even seen them together, so I couldn't.
That's
even
That's why
make
they wouldn't take pictures together. But just that there's been rumors. Me who don't know about. I remember hearing like they're not happy. Whatever. Okay. A desperate 75-year-old mother dressed up like Mickey Mouse to find her 40-year-old son a wife. Yang, let's say Yang, was so desperate, because I can't read the last name, was so desperate to help her son find a girlfriend that she donned a Mickey Mouse costume and took to the streets to beg for change. Yang, who is 40, thought his 75-year-old mother was just joking when she mentioned the endeavor. A far cry from a gag, Zhang was actually posing with tourists in a local park in central China. Her one mission was to help her son get his life on track. The money she raised by dressing as a beloved Disney character might one day help her son support his presently non-existent family. The desperate mother is quoted thusly, "I felt really sorry for my son because he's 40 and still hasn't managed to get a girlfriend. He's a very good man and hardworking, but he struggles to get a good job to earn enough money to be able to support his wife, so he has difficulty getting a partner. I wanted to help him, but at my age, it's hard to find a job where I can earn money." That's sweet.
That's totally awesome.
She went on just like Mickey Mouse.
Financial.
But he's not.
Financial.
The reason why he's not married is not because he doesn't have money. That's confidence.
He's a lazy
Do you know
ass
how many deadbeats I've dated?
Yeah.
They have no money. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with like confidence, how you present. I mean, some women are all gold diggers. But I don't know. I've dated guys with money, without money. I think that men use that as an excuse, personally.
It goes back to dressing up, like going how far you would go for somebody and you would dress up for them. This has always been something that we talked about.
Right.
Probably for the past couple of years.
On the show,
and
yes.
I said, you know, for new listeners, since you've been on Loveline, you're on Loveline all the time.
Right, Thursday nights.
There's a bunch of other people listening to the show now. I've asked Emily this one question, and she's always said no. I said, Emily, you found the perfect man. The love of your life. He is absolutely perfect in every single way, but he has one thing that he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you, while you guys have sex, just like maybe a couple times, not right. every single
right,
time.
Of course not. That'd be aggressive.
He wants you to dress up as the Hamburglar from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And you, again, once again, not to say that
no.
you're self-absorbed, but you said... I wouldn't do it because it wouldn't make me feel sexy.
No, but that. Well, but no,
we have the audio. Listeners can
no,
pull
no,
it
no,
up.
No, no,
and
I think
email
I said
it in.
I would do it, but maybe I would make it a sexier version.
No,
like it's a black and white
no.
striped
oh,
thing.
This,
I would make it.
Finally,
I would
you
make
down
it sexier. I would be
like,
the hamburger mask, but I'd make a sexy little like leotard with stripes and make like a tight
see,
little thing that's hot too.
See,
but I'd wear
the
hamburger mask.
The story after a couple
well, at
years,
first it just felt like this big fuzzy outfit. I'd be hot, sweaty.
So,
I get it. What about you? Would you dress up as Little Bo Peep if that's what your girlfriend wanted?
If it was the love of my life and she's
would you take
perfect
pictures
every
of it?
Way,
then no,
probably,
but the
yes,
hamburger, no, just initially, but now I would make it sexy. I'd have to make it sexy because, you know, sex is a two-way street. Although sometimes you do things for your partner because it turns them on, but I think it could be a win-win. Good sex takes communication and compromise. So I would be like, I will be the hamburger, but I'm going to wear white go-go boots, thigh highs, all black and white stripes still, like the Hamburglar. Is the Hamburglar still around?
I mean, he's around. I mean, he's not as,
is he around?
He's not as prominent.
Google the Hamburglar. You'll know what we're talking
anymore.
About.
All those characters went away. But I did. So in downtown Los Angeles, I found a new character, by the way. I know this is not very sexy. And
that's fine.
About sex. I was in downtown Los Angeles in the fashion district, which is, you would think what it's very fashionable, but it's actually like the absolutely like the hood of Los Angeles almost. And they had prominently on the front of their McDonald's was the hash brown guy. Never seen the hash brown guy. I've never seen the hash brown guy.
Why don't they just bring the hamburger?
They highlighted the hash brown guy. Wow. And he has like his own, he's part of the sign. It was crazy.
The hash brown guy? They're just introducing him? I've never heard of it.
No, I guess he's old school.
No, you love your fast food.
Love it. Jesus. Taco Bell, by
the way.
They
did tweet you that, right?
Oh, Taco Bell tweet me all the time. Here's something that I'm going to have to confess. I actually moved to Los Angeles so I could be closer to the Taco Bell headquarters.
HQ? Really? Do you like camp out there?
Yeah. I mean, I was really, really close to getting invited for a visit once, but didn't.
It
didn't
I could get you in there.
Could ya?
Totally. I could get you. It's easy. You just go in, smile. I'll wear my hamburger uniform.
Good. I'll be like a diehard. I don't think they like that.
This, oh, no. I'll be the hash brown
but
guy.
By the way, they have breakfast menu now.
Oh, sorry. That was Taco Bell. Sorry. You're right. Whatever. I just got excited. Okay. So some other sex in the news is a group of male strippers use their looks and muscles to stop an armed robbery. If you're going to rob a group of ridiculously jacked Australian men, you better be good with a gun. This was not the case for the unnamed man who attempted to steal a suitcase full of costumes and props used by an Australian male exotic dancing troupe, Thunder from Down Under. The man reportedly missed a shot he fired at one cast member's head before having the crap beaten out of him by six guys last Tuesday at the Excalibur Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. So one of the troop members knocked the gun out of his hand after the bullet hit a wall. The group then held the man until security arrived.
What's the guy doing at the Thunder Down Under show anyways?
I don't know. He claimed to have purchased, the show director approached the subject who claimed to have purchased the items for his girlfriend, who was taken from the performer's dressing room. The six cast members approached the suspect backstage, tried to take their money, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, can you imagine like these hot, like hunky Down Unders?
It's basically Magic Mike. If you ever go to Las Vegas, they have billboards all over the place, and it's just like these ridiculously buff tan dudes.
We should go to that. I've never been to like a male show. Down Under. We're going to what? Lauren's excited. We've never Thunder from Down Under. Yeah, we give him Down Under comfort
she
too.
She likes those like crazy yoked out guys.
We should go. Oh, she does, dude. Her Tinder. I wish I could just like
all right, get her back here. We gotta talk to her about Lauren. That real quick.
What?
She's like obsessed with those guys. Usually those guys are like idiots.
No, no, she likes bodybuilders.
I know.
And the Tinder's like, but do you ever find he grunts any of them? Hello, like on the Tinder.
No, they are idiots though.
But she doesn't care.
They are idiots.
They're idiots. But not don't you want a guy who's true. Like can talk and you're smart, who's compassionate, and you can have intelligent conversations? Or is it truly that you're like he's so hot? I don't even care. I just want to bang him because I'm so attracted to him.
He keeps me on my toes. They all How? Keep me on my toes.
Because they're hot?
Because they're so like pretty. You have to like keep up with them.
But you are so pretty. Lauren's so pretty. But why? but there's nothing inside.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking in their for pants. More now. We are looking for more now. I'm gonna teach her.
Yeah, that's why Tinder. It's like a hookup app. I think so. Yeah. My people.
I'm glad you didn't go with that one guy who like was grunting at her. Like she wasn't asking. Because here's the thing about Tinder. You have to leave a message that's interesting. Yeah. Like someone just says, hi, Emily, we matched. I'm like, no shit. Or if he says, great pictures. I'm like, obviously you like my pictures. And Lauren had a guy. She's like, well, he was a hot. All he had pictures of was his body. So, okay, this is how we're different. If I see a picture of a guy on Tinder and his profile has him with a shirt off, I automatically say no.
Lauren. No, and Lauren, the intern, she was like.
Well, she's just moved to L.A.
Yeah, I just moved to L.A.
She wants free training sessions.
Being single in L.A. is awesome, I realize. And what am I? Free training sessions. I learned how to work out because of my last
boyfriend. So that's a bonus. Yeah. You learn something from each guy.
Something smart.
That's good. Like, what did my last boyfriend teach me about doing shots better, I guess, because he was kind of an alcoholic. But that's it. But no, it's good to learn about bodybuilding. That's really good.
Yeah, and not all of them are dumb.
No, I'm kidding. You know, they're not all dumb.
Who you do, he's ridiculously ripped.
Oh, my God. He works out for three hours a day.
He's one of the co-hosts on Loveline that you do the show
Yes,
with.
That's true.
And Dr. Drew.
And he's not an idiot.
Yeah, he's not an idiot.
No, I'm just kidding. Not that everyone. But I'm
he
just
does
saying,
make crazy sounds.
The only
on the
reason
radio.
I said that to Lauren is because she said, he's so hot and he's not really asking me any questions. I'm just asking him questions in their first dialogue. Which is, if you want to date online and do anything, you got to like put it out there. You got to make it interesting.
And at least have like a chick friend write the stuff for you.
Yeah, have your best chick friends look at it and be like, what should I say? There's a lot of material. Listen to my show. I've done a ton of shows on online dating.
Don't try to write it by yourself.
Right. Don't try to write it by yourself. Don't post pictures by yourself. Talk to like your sister, good friends, all that stuff. So that's what I got for you. Okay. Thank you, Lauren. Okay. We're going to go into some emails now.
Okay. Good. Can you go ahead and read the email? I'll listen. I just want to double check something in the other room.
Can you turn down the air because I'm freezing? There's something blowing.
Okay, sorry.
Like, seriously, I'm shivering. Do you know how to do that?
Yes, princess, I got you.
Oh, baby, you're so sweet. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. So, thank you, everyone, for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I also, you can send me questions on Twitter, which is Sex with Emily, and Facebook is our Sex with Emily page, which you should like. And Instagram. I guess people don't ask questions on Instagram. Oh, and YouTube. We're putting up more videos on YouTube, too. So all that is Sex with Emily across the board. Dear Emily, I was listening to your show, which I love. Okay, here's my question. I'm blushing now. You've taught me so much, but I've been thinking about asking you about beauty and what a slut is. I mean, you tell them so much about how to date, but the one thing I don't understand is the beauty of sex. I guess the media has brainwashed me a little on what a sexy image is, what a sexy person is for the media versus what we actually find sexy. Thank you. I'll send you more questions and keep watching. Love you, Sydney. Okay, that's a really good question. Sydney, because first of all, you're asking two questions here. What is the idea about beauty and what a slut is? So I just think that, like, slut shaming is horrible because a guy, you know, there's a total double standard. Like, a guy can go around and sleep with a lot of women and it actually makes women more interested in him. But women, they get this reputation as a slut. I don't even know. I guess it's from, like, sleeping with other people or rumors. But I think that women should just, you know, own their bodies and make right choices about sex. Now, if you're someone who has a lot of one-night stands and then you regret it in the morning and you're like, I don't feel good about myself, then maybe you shouldn't sleep around and, you know, maybe that you could be labeled a slut. However, if you are fully owning your sex life and you're making good decisions, you're making decisions that make you feel good about yourself sexually, then you're fine. And if anyone calls you anything, who the hell cares anyway? But still, slut is a ridiculous word, I think. Like, women who are called sluts. I just think that the thing is about, don't ever care about anyone else's things. It's more about what you think about yourself. So again, if you think that you're making the right choices when it comes to sex and you're, I don't care if you're sleeping with a different person every night. You're using protection and you're happy and satisfied, fine. But if you have low self-esteem and things don't feel great, that's when you should question it.
You don't think there's actually true, like, sluts out there? I mean, male and female.
For sure. No, I mean, yes, of course. I mean, slut, how would you define slut?
The only time I think somebody is a slut is when they probably sleep with people that know that might have, like, repercussions with, you know, friends and family and stuff like that.
That's, you mean, probably, like, if they sleep with their brother or something, or their brother-in-law?
Probably, like, their brother-in-law. Their cousin. Or they're just, like, sleeping with people. Right, randoms. Like, maybe one of their, like,
best friends, ex, or something.
All that kinds of stuff. Think about, you know, how that would affect people.
Right.
Probably that's who I think.
Right. But sure, people go through, maybe,
but
some,
like,
people go through.
But, like, chicks are just, like, banging guys because they're single, then,
right,
you know, that's,
and again,
fine.
That's fine. That's when your 20s or 30s, yeah, whatever. 40, it doesn't matter. You're going through divorce. I know people go through divorce. They sleep with everyone. As long as you're using protection and it's kind of fun. But everything gets old after a while and you kind of need to mix it up. But her other question for Sydney's is, you've taught me so much. She wants to know about beauty. She thinks that the media has sort of brainwashed her into knowing what beauty is and what is sexy. What a sexy person from the media of what we actually find sexy. So I think that's interesting. I think it's like that. I heard that a lot of women now, like, maybe who are just starting out having sex, are having sex like AKA porn stars because that's all they see, and they think that's what's sexy, or what's on Victoria's Secret is sexy. So that's what women are learning is sexy. And I think that sexy, to me, is something that when you have confidence in who you are and you are carry yourself in a way that you feel good about yourself and you wear things that make you feel pretty and sexy. I mean, I think it's a case-by-case thing, but I think the media – I never pay attention to the media. I have no idea what sexy is. I don't look at clothing magazine, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You just got to own it and know yourself. I think that the media does a disservice a lot to women. I mean, like, the media of, you know, magazines and all that, that you're supposed to look a certain way or act a certain way. And I think you got to find your own style, your own groove. And a lot of what is sexy is women who know their bodies and are comfortable in their bodies and they sexually know how their body works. So a lot of women don't take the time to figure out what makes them feel good sexually, and that they're worried when they're having sex with a man or woman, whoever they're having sex with, the whole time, A, they're wondering, like, how do I look? Like, is he noticing that I gained a pound? Or am I performing? But they're not thinking, like, does this position feel good? Am I, you know, getting the most satisfaction I can? And I think that women who are confident in the bedroom and they know themselves, it comes across as sexy all across the board. What do you think is sexy, Menace?
What do I think is sexy? Women with jobs.
Very sexy. Hot, right?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Women, yeah, you're right.
Like, no. Just like women that are like in powerful positions, probably. Yeah. Like, are not even powerful, but just like cool.
Yeah.
Like, unemployed. Have stuff going on.
Right.
You know?
Be busy. Have a life. Yeah, don't just give up everything.
I've definitely seen a ton of hot women that have absolutely nothing going on. They just want to party all the time.
How do they support themselves? I don't know. Rich boyfriends? There's a lot of that in LA too. Have you heard about that?
Oh, I'm sure.
That there's all these buildings. Like my friend pointed, he's like, yeah, that's where all the, you know, the kept women stay. Like men have mistresses and they stay there and they give them
Yeah, I'm sure it's
Mercedes.
In LA, but all over too.
All over the world, of course. But LA is more prominent.
Also, if you're probably attractive, you're probably going to disagree with me, but I'm going to say a lot of stuff also is kind of handed to you too. You know, you don't really
some stuff.
I know
guys
I
carry
know
heavy
so
boxes
many women,
for you.
At least when I would be in the club scene, because I worked at a top 40 radio station, we'd always have to be in the clubs. Like women that would go to the club with maybe $4 in their purse,
right.
You know.
Well, yeah, that's
and
one of the
they
perks.
Just expect to get free stuff all night long.
Yeah, I mean, you just do. Yeah, that's true.
No, you just do.
But, you know.
I mean, that's how you get by.
No,
that's how you entertain yourself.
No, I never expect to get free.
And then when you do meet a guy, the guy's paying for the movie and the dinner and all that kind of stuff. So it's actually not really hard to get by. And most likely you probably live with your parents.
I don't know. I mean, I do think.
And if you're a little bit older, then you probably have some kind of crappy job that pays the rent and all the other stuff. The entertainment factor in your life is probably mostly free.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if you're hot,
maybe.
I don't
what
know.
Do you
I feel
mean?
Like it goes so
maybe.
Far.
True.
If you're a hot chick, I don't know. I mean, I guess I always just worked. I don't know. Yeah, I think there are a lot. And I think you see that. It's funny because this guy friend of mine said he moved to New York. He moved to LA from New York. And he was saying and granted, this is his choice of women, but two women he dated in the last 6 months asked him to pay their rent. Like, they were, models, actresses. And I'm like, would you mind helping me out with my rent? So I think, I've never heard of – I don't know. I don't know any women who do that. I'm like, maybe that's women you're dating. But
women
he likes the models.
They actually ask?
Well, he was like – they're like, man, I'm having a hard time. Maybe you can help me out. Yeah.
No,
so
thanks.
I think that does happen. I think that women, you should always
work. Wait for me to offer to pay.
Exactly. Or whatever. He was, totally turned off by that. But I do think that, yeah, a woman with a job is sexy. Totally. Women should always – I think you got to take care of yourself before you can rely on anyone else to take care of you. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but you take it to the extreme.
I know, I do.
It destroys all your relationships. Go ahead.
Okay,
I
know. It doesn't destroy them. I just don't get into them. But maybe it does destroy them. Okay, dear Emily, I'm 62 years old. You know me from 3 years ago when I found my wife of 30 years in bed with my best friend. You and Menace gave me advice.
Sluts.
I divorced her, and now she pays me alimony.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
But my dating life has been, let's just say, I can't get past a second date. I'm a very successful person, but it's been difficult to remember how to attract and behave on a date. Many of my dates look at me as if I was their father. Let's just say the most common thing I hear is, you're really sweet. You're the nicest guy in the room, but I don't want to have sex with the nicest guy in the room. Advice, signed, nicest guy.
Be a dick, but not like an extreme dick like the one that you had on the show apparently a couple shows ago off Tinder. You know,
he was,
be confident.
Oh, no. Yeah, be okay, confident. Here's the problem. This is kind of like the friend zone show, which we're going to do this show soon, but it's kind of like guys who fall into the friend zone. So, A, my question for you, nicest guy, is you're 62 years old. You didn't mention how old the women you are dating. You might be dating 30-year-olds who actually, they might look at you like a father figure because you could be their father. But if you're dating women who are age appropriate, who are established and already have a life, you know, that might not be the case. However, let's just assume you are dating women who are age appropriate or, you know, and that they're still thinking that you are the nice guy. This is because you're allowing yourself, you're not putting forth a attractive, sort of a mysterious, interesting side of yourself. You're putting aside, you're putting the nice guy. You're being sweet. You're being caring. Maybe they're complaining to you about their ex-boyfriends or whatever, and you're listening and you're helping them, but you got to be aggressive and confident and let them know that this is a date. You're not out to make friends. Tell them they're attractive. You just have to like be, make it known that you're not going into the friend zone, that you're not, you know, he sounds like he's a really nice guy and he doesn't have experience dating because he was with his wife for so long.
And if you're afraid what they might say and then they might walk off, then fine, because that's not what you wanted anyways. And that actually took me forever to get over, because I was the, you know, super nice guy, always got in the friend zone. And then eventually, you know, I said, F it, you know, I don't want to be their friend. I want to be more than their friend. So, and if they're not interested, then they're not interested. Then you just got to
you got to just make the move. Yeah. Here's the thing.
At least the tip.
I think that at least just the tip, just the tip. No, but I think that what you're also doing is you have to just assume the role, like be that confident man, like kiss her that night if you want to kiss her, like let her know that you're, you know, interested in her like that way. And don't just be like the nice, guy. Like don't just, you got to like lay it down and don't, like, for example, I think the difference, like I said, is like, as a woman's like complaining, you're like, oh, you're trying to help or help, like, let's not talk about that. Like, let's have fun. Or like just try to turn the conversation away from you giving advice or you being the supporter. Not that you shouldn't be that eventually, but if you're starting out with someone, you want to establish on the first date that there's an attractiveness, that you're the man. And, you know, I would just look back at your behavior on the former dates. Let me know how old these women are. Email me back and give me some more information, and then we can go from there. Right, Menace? But don't you think that you also got older and more confident and more?
Yeah, probably. But I mean,
he's confident. Yeah, he's confident, practice.
And he's older. You know, the only problem is he was married for a long time.
I think that's the thing that nicest guy is that you're just a little bit out of practice, and now that you know this is happening and you've recognized a pattern, you just need to go into it differently. Like, don't be too nice. I mean, you should definitely pay for the dinner. You should definitely make plans. You should definitely be aggressive, but don't do the things that you would do with your girlfriends, like, you know, look them in the eye and let them know, touch them, lean over and touch them, and start building that chemistry, start building the attraction. We've done a lot of shows on that too.
Are you DTF?
You think he knows what that means?
He can Google it.
Are you DTF? I'm just trying to think about the guys that fall in the friend zone. Like, there's so many guys, and it's, you know what? They just might not be attracted to you either, and then you keep moving. That's true too. I'm trying to think, guys that fall in the friend zone, sometimes I'm not attracted to you, no matter what they did. You know what?
Then if they're super cool, they don't totally run away. And then, you can be friends with them.
And sometimes the reverse is for women too. Like, I know that I've had people in the friend zone and then eventually, but that doesn't happen very often. So women are more, like, men decide in 3 seconds if they're going to sleep with someone. Women.
They're probably like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Women are like, oh yeah, maybe. I don't know. About a few times. Okay. Dear Emily, I've gone through the whole Kegel Camp app, and I'm on level 12 again. How often and how long do I need to rest? Can I do them every 6 hours and then with more Kegels? I also noticed sitting on a rolled towel, I can better feel the tensing. Is this good or bad? I want to feel the muscles getting stronger and feel like I can use them in new applications. Does it do any good to do them individually, like holding the muscle tense between traffic lights, which is 6 blocks? Thanks for your help. I don't know if this is from a man or a woman. I don't see it signed. But because men and women, okay, so I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp. You can download it in the iTunes store. We're soon going to be having it on the Droid. I know everybody's been emailing me about that for like 2 years, and we actually are on that. But the thing about the Kegel exercises is that they're so important to do. And doctors, for men and for women, you have stronger orgasms. You can last longer in bed. Women, if you had just had a baby and you have like urinary incontinence, like it's like any other muscle in your body that you have to work out. So yeah, my FNS app is called Kegel Camp. And the difference is it reminds you every day, like every day at 11:30, it says time for Kegel Camp on my phone. And then for 5 minutes, it's my voice walking you through it. Telling you to do it. And it's 5 minutes a day. And I've had people, like my friend Jordan did it, and he emailed me. He kept sending me the screen grabs of each level because there's 20 levels. And he was like, oh my God, I'm shooting sperm across the room. Like I'm like 18 years old again because he's like 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
So it does make your orgasm stronger. Because today, I'm going to get back to this in a minute, but I did an interview with Cosmo and they were talking about how women can have more G-spot orgasms. And it is true, by strengthening your Kegel muscles, if you do them straight for just a few weeks, you will feel stronger and have stronger orgasms. Okay, so back to this question. You know, you could do Kegel exercises, I'd say up to twice a day. You can do them every 6 hours. Actually, I think our next version of the app is going to have a two times a day reminder, so you can do them twice a day. And sitting on a rolled towel, I mean, if that feels better for you, I think that's probably really good. If you're sitting on a towel, you're leaning back, I mean, that's totally fine. I have no problem with that. And if you want to feel the muscles getting stronger, I mean, you probably should feel them getting stronger at this point. You want to know if it does any good to do them individually, like holding the muscles tense between traffic lights, $6. Yeah, you can play around with it. I mean, the thing about it is it's those pee-stopping muscles. So every time, you know, you stop and start the flow of urine. So the thing about the app is, like, why it has 20 levels is because, like, they get harder and harder. So you hold it longer and then you relax it, tense, relax. So if you play games with yourself, like, you do it at the traffic light and the next traffic light, like, I think that's fine as long as you don't hurt yourself. So you just got to be careful. Now, another amazing thing, if this is a woman, there are so many great – and I've been using these. There are great exercisers, these Kegel balls they sell. Like, every single friggin' toy company makes – Kegel balls that you put, like Jeju, who you know I love. If you go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes and you Google Kegel exercises, they're like these weights for your vagina, and you do exercises with that, and they make you strong. You can walk around with them for like a few hours, and you actually don't even have to do the Kegel exercises. They just work out your vagina for you.
That's crazy.
And I'm telling you.
I think I was watching the Kardashians and one of the balls got stuck in the vagina.
Really? Well, yeah. These have strings that you pull out, like a tampon.
And then it like fell out eventually or something like that.
That would hurt. Well, you know why they're so popular now? Well, because every sex toy company now makes them is because of 50 Shades of Grey. Because in 50 Shades of Grey, he puts, like, they call them the Benoit balls. He puts them inside of her and he, like, spanks her and she has an orgasm from them, which I have not tried yet. I've just used them for Kegel exercises, but you could try that too. Would you like a pair for your girlfriend?
Of course.
Really?
Not. No.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Okay, foot fetish. This is our favorite topic.
Right, Dennis? Because we can never crack the foot fetish code.
The foot fetish code, I know.
We've asked and asked and asked.
It doesn't matter because...
What about it turns you on? That's all I want
to
know.
It doesn't... A fetish makes no sense. I mean, it doesn't have to make sense to you. It's like he saw a sexy foot... When he was in second grade at the beach, some woman had a foot, and maybe his mother like beat him with his foot. It doesn't matter. People fetishize. A lot of fetishes come from early childhood. Things
it
that
matters
happen.
To me, and I just want them just to say,
okay.
Oh, I just.
Well,
I
don't he would know, probably like, tell us, Luke. This is from like Luke. Let's email him back. Okay, dear Emily, I've been dating a woman for a few months now, and we're starting to get sexual. I have a foot and tickling fetish. I want her to tickle me, and I want to play with her feet. I want to share my love of feet and tickling with her. How can I incorporate erotic foot play and tickling into our relationship? Thank you, Luke. So we don't have to get into the when and why and how he developed this fetish. People have fetishes about a lot of things. But the thing about a fetish is it's not like you have a fantasy. It's like a fetish. Like Luke requires this to have the most fulfilling sex, and he can't let it out of his mind. Here's the issue. You've been dating her for a few months, and you're just starting to get sexual. I wouldn't necessarily bring this up right away, like say you like label yourself as a foot fetishist. Maybe you could say, do you like foot massages? I'm hard pressed to find a woman who wouldn't like a foot massage, and you could start massaging her feet and see how she likes it. You don't have to get into the whole thing, and then maybe later, you know, you could bring up the tickling thing. I'm wondering if you need them congruent, if you can just deal with the feet for now and just kind of see, ease into it, and that's going to turn you on. You'd be like, wow, it really turns me on. Because for me, aside from the hamburger suit, I think a lot of people like this, that if I do something that a guy thinks is super sexy or turns him on, I'm going to do it again and again, because if he's turned on, I'm turned on. So if she sees you turned on by her feet, you know, and you, whatever, I think that that's a fine way to go about it.
Have you ever seen a really busted pair of feet? Because I just had a flashback of when I was probably in my early 20s and I saw a girl that I liked at the pool, and her feet were like...
Was she like a runner or something?
Yeah, I don't know what was wrong, but it was pretty busted.
You were instantly
like
turned off by her?
Reptilian, almost.
Really? And then
yeah,
you didn't even like
it
anymore?
Yeah, it was like a raptor.
God, women are so... Like see, I don't... I've dated men with like really bad feet. I don't care. Men are so particular. No, they just have like rough feet. Like men should get pedicures too, I think. Why don't men get pedicures? Because they're going to touch you in bed and stuff.
I don't know. I make sure my feet... I'm really... crazy about feet. I don't like them.
Do you have a foot fetish?
Oh, no, I don't have a foot fetish.
You don't
want to
see them.
Like,
you wish you could cut off your feet and walk around
like,
stumped.
It does nothing for me. I mean, I like, I appreciate women that have style when it comes to their shoes and stuff like that. I know.
Like my kicking boots look.
Yeah, those are cool.
They're awesome. What do you mean?
They're all right. It's cool. Who makes them?
Some fancy designer that I got half off. I don't know who it is, though.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. You
don't care.
Alexander
McQueen?
No. I wish. That'd be nice. so anyway, I would say that's how you incorporate erotic foreplay. But again, this is something that you need. So I would try with foot massage. You can use a so this is what I was saying earlier, that my candles, my Emily and Tony massage candles, mm-hmm. which look like regular. Have you used the candles yet? They're beautiful. They turn into oil.
I haven't used them. I haven't used them sexually, but they're.
But you just light them, right? Because they smell amazing.
Nice in general, yeah.
So they smell amazing. And it's funny because I've been lighting them in the office every day. And I got in the, because one of them is vanilla. And I got in the elevator, and this guy's like, wow, it smells like chocolate because someone's baking cookies. I was like, it's actually my vanilla candle because it smells amazing. But you can also...
Can I pour it on your penis right now?
I said, I have actually going to pour it on. But no, because the scent just gets... It's like aromatherapy. But you could light a candle, and you could also like start... It's warm. It turns into like the most like luxurious massage oil. And so you could light some candles for atmosphere, and then you could pour them on her feet and start massaging with warm oil. And I'm sorry, I don't know any woman who wouldn't want that. And then start there. And then if she's open sexually, you could start talking to her. Because I believe that you do have to start pretty early on talking to your partner about what you want sexually. I mean, don't wait too long. Because if you're not satisfied, people go years and then they realize they're not satisfied. Because you can be satisfied with someone for like 6 to 8 months. You're going to have good sex the first 6 to 8 months. It's almost like with a freaking tree, right? Yeah. It's hormones, it's everything. Feels great at the beginning. But when it starts, you know, just start talking early on. And again, if you want one of my candles for your foot fetish to give someone a massage, it's emilyandtony.com and use coupon code Emily and get 20% off because they rock. Okay, that's what we got. The other one more thing I have to talk about is Mr. Skin. Do you know Mr. Skin?
Of course, he's famous.
He's so famous. And if you go to sextheemily.com/Mr. Skin, you can check out his site. And it's been crazy because he was on the show a few weeks ago. And he's basically been his whole tagline is like fast forwarding to the best part since 1999. He's on Howard Stern all the time. So like if there's any naked celebrity that you're like, oh, has Angelina Jolie ever had a nipple slip or whatever, you can see them all, like literally from like the beginning of time, every actress. And I have a login now, and I was like, I was on it for like an hour. You know me, I don't spend a lot of time online. It is so well done, this site. I'm like, people I didn't even care about, I'm like checking out their breasts. Like, I don't know. Have you gone on it? It's very cool.
I haven't, but it was hilarious. It was part of a movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was
knocked up.
Yeah,
they used his job that he literally made up. So anyway, check out Mr. Skin, and if you sign up for it, you support our show too, so we can keep doing the show for free.
Yeah, sexelement.com/Mr. Skin,
and Menace, I love you. I'm so glad you're here and back. And anything else that you'd like to say to the peoples?
Well, follow both of us on Instagram. Emily has been Instagramming lately. It's Sex with Emily,
and
I'm Menace, MENACE. Yeah, you were like on the street or something just recently?
Oh, I had a pair of jeans on. My new Blank NYC. Mm-hmm. I had a party with the designer the other night, and he makes the coolest jeans, and he gave me these like ripped up cool jeans. And
I saw that photo.
Yeah,
if you want to see it, go to Sex with Emily, and I'm just Menace. I usually just post photos of food.
Right.
Or some wacky event that I'm at.
Exactly. Good times. And anything else? No, I don't know. I love you all, and I love hearing from you, and thanks for listening to the show and being a fan of Sex with Emily. And I just love you. I really do. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at goodvibes.com.